It's hour number four, this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing, and it sounds to me like this hour, we might just be in Chicago.
Well, there's two, trains running. It's running just for day. Oh, Lord, Sean off the hill. Oh, well, I do hate to lose. I do hate to lose. Oh, Lord, sure enough I do. Oh, well. With another man's wife. Oh, Lord, sure enough I done. Oh, well. Long, she's so long and tall. Yeah. dog around. Oh, goodbye, babe, I never see you no more. Yes, goodbye, baby, if I never see you no more. You know I love you, girl, and I can't stand to see you go.
Well, was it the tune named after the wine or the wine named after the tune? Little Walter and the classic Thunderbird from January 1955. Willie Dixon on bass, Fred Below on drums, and they say Baby Duke Caston on guitar. Little Walter, of course, on harmonica. Rounds out the set. We started with Three Sides by Muddy Waters. These are all early powerful sides by Muddy. Still a Fool from July 1951. I thought this was the one that Muddy sang on but didn't play guitar. Little Walter played the guitar, and it was Leonard Chess on the drums. And as far as I'm concerned, basically he started his own school of drumming, and I'm very serious about that. Muddy Waters, Still a Fool. Then Muddy Waters and Gone to Main Street from September 1952. Walter was out of the band at this point. Junior Wells on harmonica. And we listened to Please Have Mercy from May of 1952. That led us around to Little Walter and Thunderbird. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. We're down in the alley. What do you say we give a listen to Robert Nighthawk?
In my pillow, mama, and my head can't rest no more. I got bricks in my pillow, mama, and my head can't rest no more. Spiders crawling on my wall, like snakes flying round on my floor. I got mud in my water, mama. I got drugs thrown in my tail. I got mud in my water, mama. I got drugs thrown in my tail. Well, I got bugs in my room, and it keeps on biting me. I got holes in my pocket, mama. Red big patches on my pants. I got a hole in my pocket, mama. Red big patches on my pants. Well, I'm behind in my house rent. Still, they won't sit in the van. All right. And I feel like lying down. Yes, I feel like leaving. Well, then I feel like lying down. Well, I feel like drinking, but it ain't no whiskey round.
I forgot about
that. You're sitting there looking at the camera.
I'm grinning.
It's still another thing. You're sitting there grinning at the camera.
Yeah, I forgot all about the camera.
Shall I cut?
No, let it roll. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
born?
I was born in 1909.
What month?
November the 30th.
And where was that?
In Helena, Arkansas.
Well, when you were very young, did anyone in your family play music?
Well, all my people played music. Mother and dad and sister and brother and all.
Yeah, did anyone play guitar?
My brother played guitar.
Was he pretty good?
He was good.
When you were very young, were you interested in music?
Well, I had to be because it's always in the family and I liked it. And always wanted to play it.
Did your family encourage you in music when you were?
Well, yeah. My brother, he helped me in all kind of ways.
They weren't professional musicians?
They mostly played dances, parties, picnics and all that. Mm-hmm. Never made a record there. Never made one.
When you were very young and you were watching your brother play, that's when you started getting the desire
to play? I had in mind to play. I used to follow him around. Mm-hmm. When I left home, I just got right into it. And I started off going harmonica.
Who gave you the harp, or where did you pick it?
Well, a boy named Johnny Jones, he's from Louisiana, and we'd working on a job, and he was blowing, and so I wanted to learn. So he liked me, so I did.
Was there anyone that you particularly liked on the harp at that time that you were?
Well, at that time, it wasn't too many harp blowers out, that time.
Was Sonny Boy making records then?
Well, he didn't make any records then. It's Sonny Boy's first record he made, I was playing on his record, the first, and that was in 37.
Who got you started on guitar? I mean, actually started teaching you.
Well, Houston Stackhouse. He's from Creature Spring, Mississippi.
He was not a professional musician.
Never did any recording or anything. Cause he's a good player. He broadcasts about 14 years.
In your neighborhood where you live, were there a lot of people play guitar?
Well, there's quite a few around.
Was he about the best in the area?
He was the best.
And. Did he give you the first guitar?
He gave me my first guitar and learned me to play.
What kind of stuff did he teach you?
Well, at the time, we was mostly swing numbers and blues and first one thing.
Were there any records that a guitar plays that you wanted to learn like you'd listen to them?
Well, I always did want to play something like Tampa Red, but I imagine I come up with something that's a little bit different.
Oh, yeah. Were Robert Johnson and Sunhouse and Charlie Patton around then?
Oh, they was around back in the 30s. I knew it all of them.
They traveled around your neighborhood?
They was mostly playing was in the South and Mississippi and different places down the road. Mm-hmm.
They wandered around?
Different places.
Did they play clubs or juke
joints? Just different parties and joints and different things.
Mm-hmm. Did any of them show you anything?
Not the other one.
So when did you start recording professionally?
Well, I did a lot of recording back with Sonny Boy and Walter Davis and Joe Williams. But, well, after I come to Chicago, I had to give it up. I'm just playing on the west side and the north side, different clubs. And in fact, about in Ford, I got right into the blues and boogies.
But before that, you were playing different music than blues?
Mostly just popular numbers at that time.
Why in the South were you playing pop in Chicago or playing blues?
Well, I started it in 40.
But before that, when you were in the South, it seems that you'd be playing blues there too.
Well, the people didn't go for them as much as they do now.
In the South, were you playing for mixed
dances? Yes, different, play for white and play for colored places.
Did you play different music for the whites?
Different, that's right.
Oh, that's when you started playing with
the whites. That's right.
In the color, in the South, you play for people.
Different music, that's right. Yeah.
Who discovered you? Who sort of signed you to your first record?
Walter Davis.
And that was on what label?
That was on the Bluebird record, the Victor record company.
When you came to Chicago in 1940, did you come by yourself?
I did.
I see. What happened when you got to the city?
Well, I started playing a little bit, went out a little bit with Curtis Jones and Leroy Jackson, and we started playing on the west side. Mm-hmm. And from that on, I started playing out on State Street and played there about 3 years.
Was this with a band?
This was with a band. I always had, after I got started in it, from 40 on up, I always had my own band.
Well, who was in the band?
Well, back in 40, there was a boy named John Henry, and another boy named George, accordion player off the west side.
Accordion?
Accordion player.
What did John Henry play?
He played guitar.
This isn't John Henry Barbie.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
This accordion player, it's kind of unusual to use an accordion?
Well, at that time, the music we was playing was fit right in.
And that was blues?
Well, we was playing most of the swing numbers at that time.
On the south side?
On the west side and the south side.
Were a lot of people familiar with your records when you came to Chicago? They had heard of you?
Most of the people know me is by just playing out in prison, but after I made my first record, well, they know about it.
In St. Louis, then?
That's right.
When you were in Chicago, did you do any recording yet?
I did recording here for the Decca Record Company.
How did that come about?
In 40.
How did that come about?
It did pretty good, but my biggest number was when I was with the Aristocrat Record Company.
When I
made Sweet Black Angel and Annie Lee, that was my best.
What's the Aristocrat Company? Which company was that?
That was Chess Company.
Tell me about that. How did you get signed up in the whole stuff?
Well, that ended through by Henry Morgan via Muddy Water. He's the one taking me to this company.
Wow. Did you know Muddy for a long time?
I've known him a long time.
And he brought you down to Chess Records?
That's right.
And who listened to you there?
Well, down at Chess. And I recorded.
So, who was on the session then? Who was it?
Well, Big Ransom, he was playing bass, and at the time I had Everett Lee Irvin, he was the drummer. We only made with three pieces.
Ransom who?
Big Ransom.
The Ransom Nolings?
I think that's the one. He's played bass.
How many records did you make for Chess altogether?
Well, I did two sessions, and the next session I had Dixon on bass, Big Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis Jones was playing piano on that. And then I recorded with United. I had Roosevelt Sax and Big Ransom on bass.
What was the record for United?
United, Crying Won't Help You, and Kansas City Blues.
Was this the same Kansas City that Jim Jackson
played? That's the same one.
Tell me, Robert, your style, your guitar style has changed a lot over the years. When did you start picking up, because you're a master now of about any blues style you can name, from Mississippi Bottleneck to right up to B.B. King. When did you start mastering the more modern styles?
Well, I imagine I kind of picked it up along about 52, something like that, started changing over into that.
Well, who started, you just picked it up by yourself?
Just listening to different one play and different records.
Of all the musicians in the city, in the Chicago area, who are some of your favorites and why do you like them?
Well, I guess I like Muddy Water because I've been knowing him quite a while. I like him about the best of all, I guess. Also, Kansas Red.
Ooh.
Kansas Red, he's a drummer, mm-hmm. Arthur Lee Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I learned him to play. And Earl Hooker, I learned him to play guitar.
Did you teach him how to play with the slide?
I learned him to play with slide. But he's one of the best.
Oh, certainly.
He's the best.
Yeah. Well, now, in 1964, you play all these different styles. Well, what are going to be sort of your outlook now? What are you planning on to do now?
Well, I don't know exactly. Of course, I like to record a lot of numbers with the slide, a lot of people like it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something else I got on my mind. I just can't come up with what I want to do right at the present time.
Have you done a lot of traveling since you came to Chicago?
No, that's about all I've been doing all my life.
Well, so whereabouts as a musician?
Well, I've been in Florida. I was down in Florida about 3 years. And in fact, I've been in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama, Georgia and Texas, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Indiana and Missouri and Iowa, New York, and there's some other place.
Going as a musician?
No, that's right.
Is that it? We're going to do more, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, why don't you get passionate about it, then you went in 52 when you tried.
Yeah, see,
what the differences are.
We're only going to have a few minutes of this.
Well, we'll get to it, don't worry. Don't worry, we'll get to that.
We'll run out of film.
Yeah, we'll run out of time, too.
You know.
Well, you've got another roll, don't you?
Sure, but you know, you only got 11 minutes on the roll.
Well, oh, is that all there is 11 minutes?
Now I woke up this morning feeling bad, thinking about the good time that I've once have had. Gonna move, gonna move to Kansas City, gonna move to Kansas City, mama, I'll be running all night. I was placed on Main Street, started down Beale, looking for it for my daddy called Lucille. John moved to Kansas City, John moved to Kansas City, mama, I'll be running all night. Mississippi River, so long, beating mine. Can't see my good girl on the other side. John Moon, John Moon to Kansas City, John Moon to Kansas City, mama, I'll be running all night. Take the rockin', jitter rockin', roll ball and roll. Nice looking team, round the side of my soul. John Moon, John Moon to Kansas City, gonna move to Kansas City, mama, I'll be running all night. Now if you don't like my feet, you don't shake my tree. I ain't after your woman, man, you're after me. We're gonna move to Kansas City. We're gonna move to Kansas City, mama, on the money all night. Deeper Texas, deeper Tennessee, deeper that woman takes on over me. We're gonna move to Kansas City. We're gonna move to Kansas City, mama, on the money all night.
There's several little tastes of Robert Nighthawk on his United records. We started with Bricks in My Pillow from October of 1952. The band there was Nighthawk on guitar and vocal, Ransom Nolan on bass, and they say either Jump Jackson or an unknown drummer, but it's my continuing campaign to point out that the drummer there is a guy named Chicken House Shorty. Not the same guy that's still around in Chicago today that played bass for Howlin' Wolf, but another drummer who taught Kansas City Red to play in his style, and that's why Red played in that same style as the records you hear on Robert Nighthawk. Chicken House Shorty is the drummer here, so make a note of that. Run and tell that. So we listened to a side by Robert Nighthawk, Bricks in My Pillow on the United label. Then we listened to an interview that Robert Nighthawk did with Mike Bloomfield back in October of 1964, and a lot of interesting information there. And then we wrapped it up with another side by Nighthawk on the United label, his rendition of Kansas City, the old Jim Jackson recording from July 1951. Was when Nighthawk did his. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. It all happens here. How about this? We haven't heard from Otis Rush quite a while. Here are some sides that he did for the Chess label.
Satisfied with my loving, satisfied with my loving. Oh, oh, yeah, oh, oh, yeah. I want you to kiss me. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, baby. So glad you're mad. So glad you're mad. Early in the morning, anytime at night, I can feel your tender lips. Feel all right, keep on loving me, baby. Keep on loving me, baby. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, baby. So glad, man. So glad, man.
Otis Rush on the Chess label, All Your Love, from January 1960. Before that, from the same session, I'm Satisfied. Otis Rush, guitar and vocal. Let's go down to Maxwell Street. Here's Moody Jones. ¶¶
should I worry? Baby, don't do me no good. Tell me why should I worry? Well, it don't do me no good. I think I pack my suitcase. I'm gonna leave the neighborhood. Now some people drink to keep from worrying. Some ride from town to town. Can't drink to keep from worrying. Slowly carry me down. Why should I worry? It don't do me no good. I think you need a lot of my mind. Your heart must be made of wood. Last night I laid down happy, nothing to worry my mind. Woke up this morning, baby, screaming and crying. Why should I worry? It don't do me no good.
here.
Thank you.
I came up the hard way. I just about raised myself. You know, I came up the hard way. I just about raised myself. I've been in and out of trouble, but I've never begged no one for help. I don't speak educated, because peoples I have not known. Yes, I don't speak educated, 'cause my people that I have none. But I am done just about good as peoples, people who have some. They said 26 letters in the alphabet, people said I can't even spell my name. This says 26 letters in the alphabet, people said I can't even spell my name. But you know I can go along so smoothly, people don't bother me, yes they say. How to sign my name. Still each letter in the alphabet, yeah, to me they seem the same. Thank you.
cause every number in the alphabet look the same. Baby, I don't ever rest in no mind.
Man, that is so sweet to listen to. Otis Band playing piano, Robert Jr. accompanying on guitar with all those great chords. August 1960, I grew up the hard way, Otis Band on the Candid label. We started out with Moody Jones, Why Should I Worry, April 1952. I think that was on J.O.B., wasn't it? We had Snooky Pryor harmonica, Sonny Land Slim piano, Johnny Shine's guitar, Alfred Wallace, Fat Man, on the drums. Then Floyd Jones, Skinny Mama Blues from January 1953. Sonny Land Slim piano, Moody Jones on bass, and Alfred Wallace again on the drums. And I used to love to go out and see Floyd Jones. If he played a set, if he played five songs, three of them would be Skinny Mama. He would play another song, he'd play Dark Road, and then he'd play Skinny Mama. And then he'd say, you know, another song, and then it would be Skinny Mama. After that, we had Big John Wrencher on Maxwell Street in fall, either September or October 1964. Little Arthur King guitar, Johnny Collins on drums, and Big John on harmonica and vocal. And that brought us around to Otis Spann. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. As we usually do, we are going to pause and identify the station, and then we'll be back with the fifth and final hour of this week's program. And we've got the Soul Breakfast this week. Let's see, who else have we got? Let me look real quick. We got Big Maceo, Lil Green, Connie Mack Booker, Roscoe Gordon. You want to hang around in that, so don't go to sleep. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right after this.